again.
Now, I remember, man, recently when I did this record with Stevie Wonder, man, I tell you, I was so, that's the kind of thing I won't forget. Because, I mean, you know, I got into the depth of Stevie's, you know, his musicality more than I had known before. Although I'd always loved his, you know, his composition, singing. But this thing, last thing he did, I think it's called Love's on Fire or something like that, Love Something. But the track I did was called Love's on Fire. And man, I tell you, this guy is so super, more than I think most people know. I mean, jazz musicians know about his musical prowess and the depth of his understanding of music. The guy, we were doing a gig at the Kodak Theater. He and Herbie were, you know, they had two keyboards on stage during rehearsal. And they just broke out and started playing Giant Steps. And he played Giant Steps with them. Stevie Wonder was playing Giant Steps and improvising, man. And that's a difficult piece for, you know, it's like a hallmark for most jazz musicians to play John Coltrane's Giant Steps. And he was doing it, you know. But aside from that, I mean, just doing that one track with him on that record, man, let me tell you, I was so impressed with him. In fact, we talked several times. We saw the Super Bowl together during that time because he was a good friend of my sister Deborah's. And somehow or another, he contacted me through her to do that track. And then we started talking during that period of time. It's a couple of years ago. But I'm going to tell you that I won't forget that. You know, I, of course, he had a name before. I mean, I knew about Stevie before that. But Gil Scott, I'm doing all my sessions here and there. And so he's one of those guys. But he emerged as someone, I guess, important later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe he already was, you know, but I didn't know.